A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with yesterday's football action. Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates were both held to goalless draws in the first leg of the CAF Champions League semi-finals yesterday. Now, despite dominating ball possession, Sundowns failed to register a single shot on target against opponents Al Ahli. Now, the Egyptians, on the other hand, had two goals disallowed for offside, including a close call in the 69th minute. It was much the same for the Buccaneers at the FNB Stadium last night, where Egyptian league toppers Pyramids had their goals disallowed, their two goals disallowed as well. Now, leg two will take place next week, Friday. And then the race for Champions League qualification remains tight after Aston Villa thrashed Newcastle 4-1. Now, they're still outside the top five, but are now just 2 points behind their third-placed opponents in the Premier League. Pep Guardiola's Manchester City went fourth with a hugely significant 2-0 victory, Everton.
With the moment that they had, winning Nottingham Forest away, with Liverpool, you know, he could not win, and Arsenal neither, so, yeah, massively important, yeah.
Brentford won 4-2 against Brighton to stay in with a chance of European football. West Ham drew 1-1 with bottom side Southampton, while 10-man Crystal Palace held Bournemouth 0-0. Liverpool will be crowned champions if they beat Leicester, and Arsenal lose at struggling Ipswich this afternoon. And then over to some rugby now. Springbok fly half Sacha Feinbergen Gomezulu starred for the DHL Stormers yesterday as he scored 3 tries, 3 conversions and a penalty to hand the Cape side a dramatic 34-29 victory over Connacht in the United Rugby Championship. Now, it was a crucial win which has the Stormers well placed in their playoff run, with 3 home games remaining in the league phase of the competition. And then the Lions United Rugby Championship playoff aspirations suffered a massive blow with a 15-10 home defeat to Benton. Now, despite a second half try from Asenati in Klabakanye levelling the score, a late Benetton try by Inacio Mendy secured the visitors' victory. Now, this marks the Lions' 3rd consecutive loss, leaving them 14th in the 16-team standings. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.